Good morning from my kitchen in Cork. It's Paul O'Mahony speaking to you on Friday, which is called by some people iPad Day in Ireland. This is the third short report on my effort to buy an iPad today, and I'm just let you hear what's going on in the background during this day. That's the sound of News Talk Radio, their early morning show, and I'm waiting now to listen to Pat Phelan, who is from Cork and who is going to be coming on the radio very soon. He's one of the leading lights in a company called Max Rome, and he's going to be just talking about the significance of the iPhone, I think. But for me, I've been embroiled in the effort. As you know, I got great service from O2 on the telephone. But this morning, it's now 7:15, and my young daughter is still asleep upstairs. And the plan is to get her up and me and have breakfast here in the kitchen, and then get into the car and drive down, find a parking place in central Cork, and then walk quietly and calmly towards the Apple reseller shop on a place called Opera Lane. Now, I've already been lobbied very hard this morning on Twitter not to buy an iPhone or an iPad. I've had criticism of the cost by Sunday Twist, who's a great contact of mine, who says it's a rip-off at the price. In fact, the truth is that when I heard about the iPad first, like everybody, I probably wondered, how much are they going to charge for it? So when the price was finally announced, I thought, actually, that's coming in a lot lower than I expected. So price is not the thing that's very much on my mind today. I am a bit concerned about how much the ongoing costs of the iPad will be, but not about the cost of buying the item in the first place. The next alarming thing I heard on Twitter this morning is a tweet from a guy who probably knows what's going on better than me, who says to me that there's going to be a massive queue. Ivan Santry, Ivansantry, sent me a tweet saying, "Are you queuing for your iPad? Stories of folk out overnight on news this morning." So I'm just pausing to listen to see if Pat Phelan's coming on the radio. But I think they're dealing with politics before they deal with the iPad. But anyway, the thing is, I'm not going to queue for long this morning. If it turns out that there's a massive, massive queue at 8:30 when I get down to the shop, I'll just turn away and wait until the second tranche of supplies come in. There's no way I can take my nearly five daughter into a big queue of people, because I'm sure that when I get into the shop, there'll be a whole load of paraphernalia that has to be done, things to be signed before I can walk out with the object itself. So anyway, there you are. That's the state I'm in this morning. That's the latest report on the move towards buying the iPad, and I'll keep in touch with you later as things develop. So it's Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now.